USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president back in Washington, D.C. after visiting Kentucky on Wednesday to observe the damage left by a string of deadly tornadoes and to announce federal aid for the state's recovery. Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear is thankful President Biden made the trip.
I hope the people of Kentucky know that I care deeply about them, and the president does too. He's here in Dawson Springs, Kentucky, because we're hurting. I am so thankful for the full, unwavering support.
Biden saying the federal government will cover 100% of recovery costs for the first 30 days. Severe storms today across the country as tornadoes have already been confirmed in Nebraska as a storm system generates strong wind across a large part of the central United States on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Senate Democrats continue to remain hopeful that they will be able to overcome GOP opposition to pass President Biden's roughly $2 trillion Build Back Better agenda before Christmas. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is expressing concern Wednesday during the Senate's opening session about the cost of the legislation. The Kentucky senator saying to pay for the plan, President Biden's promise not to raise taxes on middle-class Americans will be broken.
In 2022, their bill would give a bigger percentage tax cut to people making more than $1 million every year than to families that pull in between $75,000 and $100,000. That's according to the Joint Committee on Taxation.
A Monitoring the Future study conducted by National Institute on Drug Abuse found substance abuse among teens decreased. The researchers discovering it was the largest single-year decline since 1975. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A Democratic-led House committee is continuing to look into what happened at the Capitol on January 6th.
The mostly partisan January 6th commission used Donald Trump Jr.'s text message in an attempt to implicate President Trump and Mark Meadows. But Mr. Meadows explains all the committee did was prove that they had no desire for protesters to storm the Capitol on January 6th. Republican representative from Ohio, Jim Jordan.
Mark Meadows is our former colleague. He is a good man, and he is my friend. This is as wrong as it gets, and I think deep down, everyone knows it.
Mark Meadows on Newsmax.
It's a sad day to spin a story that would suggest that Donald Trump has something to hide or that Mark Meadows has something to hide. Neither of us have anything to hide. That's why we participated. But obviously, they're not about a real investigation. They're about advancing a political narrative.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
Elon Musk wants to build a tunnel that would connect the San Antonio airport to the famous Riverwalk area. His construction firm, called the Boring Company, is one of the five that has submitted proposals. The Alamo Regional Mobile Authority will select the finalist early next year. Musk's company is currently running a transportation loop beneath the Las Vegas Strip. He now lives in Austin, and his Tesla car company is building a factory east of the state capitol. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.